Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Led Zeppelin for you here this morning. Rush has been my favorite band since high school. But if you were going to ask me the greatest rock and roll band of all time, I'd have to say Led Zeppelin. And you know, back in the day, they looked like rock and roll. Just the picture of rock and roll, you know? Well, apparently the folks in Singapore weren't quite as enamored. On this date in 1972, Led Zeppelin flies into Singapore. They have a big concert the next day. Valentine's Day. They would not let him off the plane. Yeah, that was their reaction. Because they had long hair. And Singapore had passed laws about guys with long hair. You're not supposed to have it. So they wouldn't even let him off the plane. Now, another band that fell to the same fate was the Bee Gees. The only time I think I've ever heard Led Zeppelin and the Bee Gees in the same conversation. So anyway, 1972, Led Zeppelin couldn't get off the plane. 1961, on this date, Frank Sinatra unveiled his own record label, Reprise. Remember that one? He didn't really like rock music, but, of course, they released recordings by the Beach Boys, Jimi Hendrix, and the Kinks. Three pretty good rock bands, especially when I think of rock, Hendrix, and the Kinks, of course. 1982, a 300-pound marker of the on the grave of Leonard Skinner singer Ronnie Van Zant was stolen from an Orange Park, Florida cemetery. It was found 2 weeks later in a dry riverbed. Who would steal a 300-pound marker at the grave of Ronnie Van Zant? I mean, I loved Ronnie, but man. 1991, a helicopter carrying Kirk Douglas collided with a stunt plane over an airport in California. Douglas suffered cuts and bruises is all. Two people on the plane were killed. And in 1997, Michael Jackson and then-wife Debbie Rowe welcomed their son they named Prince. Prince Michael Jackson Jr. There you go. Today in entertainment history on Total Information AM.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.